The fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel today is from St. Luke. One day, as Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret, with a crowd gathered around him listening to the word of God, he caught sight of two boats left at the water's edge by the fishermen now washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to pull out a little from the shore. There he sat and continued to teach the crowd. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon replied, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing." "Well, if you say so, I will lower the nets." This they did and caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats almost to the point of sinking. Upon seeing this, Simon Peter fell at Jesus' knees, saying, "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and his companions were amazed at the catch they had made, and so were Simon's partners, James and John, Zebedee's sons. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. You will catch people from now on." So they brought their boats to land and followed him, leaving everything. The commentary today is from Father Jordi Pau y Sabatés, from San Jordi des Valls in Girona, Spain. Today the Gospel offers us a simple but profound dialogue between Jesus and Simon Peter. Dialogue we could also make ours. Amidst the churning waters of the world's stormy seas, we try hard to fish against the tide, while hoping to fish the good news of the Gospel's announcement that brings us to a fruitful answer. But it is then when, unfailingly, the crude reality falls upon us. We are not strong enough. We need something else. Our trust in God's word. He who promised, he will never forsake us. "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will lower the nets." Peter's answer can now be understood in relation to Mary's words during the wedding feast of Cana. "Do whatever he tells you." And it is when we confidently accomplish our Lord's will, when our work turns out to be really profitable. And this despite our limitations as sinners. "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." St. Irenaeus of Lyon discovers a pedagogic aspect in sin. He who is conscient of his sinful nature is also able to recognize his condition as a creature. And this recognition places us before the clear evidence of a creator that transcends us. Only someone who, like Peter, knows his own limitations is able to accept that the fruit of his apostolic work is not his, but belongs to he whom has been profiting from him, as of an instrument. The Lord told the apostles that from then on they would catch men, but the true fisherman is him. The good disciple is nothing but the net that catches the fish, and this net only works if it is used as the apostles did use it, leaving everything and following him.